Friday. Did you sleep in on
Thursday?
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nath catch-up.
Hello, catch-uppers, and welcome to our Thursday show. And you're my favourite type of people, I've decided, the Thursday people who listen to the show. Don't really know why. I just think they're probably cooler. You reckon?
No.
Do you have a favourite day that you would want people to listen?
Oh, I haven't given it a thought at all. I like everyone.
I like everyone, but I think the Thursday podcasters are probably
why
the better people.
Tell me why.
Well, because if they have been listening through the week, they've gotten through three shows already. So it's like a round of applause for managing to do that.
Well, you're assuming that people are listening a Thursday are listening Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Well, if they haven't, then I'll be very disappointed.
We'll just rephrase, Nathan. You don't like the people that listen on Thursday. You like the people that listen to every day of the podcast.
I'm assuming that they have done that. Giving them the benefit of the doubt.
I've got the numbers. I've actually got the podcast numbers. There's no one listening to every podcast.
Really?
It's sporadic.
Not even one person.
No.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
You get really upset because you think people listen from 6 or 9. You think there's people out there listening for 3 hours. I'm telling you, that's not happening.
How about you just lie to me and say that there are people?
I'm not going to lie to you, mate. I'm refused. You're my mate. I'm not going to lie to you.
I'll lie to myself then. Nate, don't you worry. People are listening.
Hey, look, it is a big show though. We give a bit more of an update on you versus Quadzilla.
Yes.
And that'll be happening on Friday's show. Nate, you'll be outside the studios in the car park running what we think is 100 metres.
It's roughly. We figured out the uniform that I'll be wearing for that as well, which is exciting. Stealing from work. We put it out and we asked if it's okay to steal from work. I mean, not that we were going to change our opinion because we constantly steal from work.
Yeah, we just wanted to see what everyone else thought, but we're not changing. We're big stealers.
Jim, we also tried to break and set a new world record for summarizing movies in a minute. 600.
Yeah, I don't want to give it away. We don't.
Yeah, we didn't get there. I wouldn't even say we came marginally close.
We weren't even close. But you know what? I think we tried our best, Nathan, and that's all that matters.
See? That's all that matters. You know what? We'll try again.
And that's, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
well,
it.
I mean, I don't even care because no one's listening, apparently. This is Jimmy Nay. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Hit 100.9.
Hey, sorry, Nath, just before we get into it.
Yeah.
You know, in that song, Filthy, Justin Timberlake says, you know, it's not the clean version.
Does that mean there's a dirty version of that song?
Well, I've been looking for a dirty version.
Why?
Well, because he says it all the time. So, I mean, if he's saying this is the clean, there should be a dirty one. There's no dirty version.
Have you been Googling dirty version filthy?
No, I've just been Googling dirty Justin Timberlake. You don't want to know what comes up. Got your boys, what they gonna do? What they gonna do? They'll talk about the bachelor for you. What they gonna do?
What they gonna do? Jim, some people refer to us as the Batchy Boys. Two guys who know a lot about The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. We watch them both a lot of the times.
We have watched the last 2 seasons of The Bachelor and Bachelorette from start to finish.
Religiously.
Mm.
Yeah, we love it. Snezana, she was the lucky lady who stole Sam Wood's heart in 2015. She's come out in a recent interview and revealed one of the main questions and requirements they ask contestants before they put them in the show. And this is devastating to me because it means I could never be on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. You'll know why as
you say, with a very happy girlfriend. Shout out to Meg.
Oh, yeah. You know, I could go on there just for fun, though. I don't have to fall in love.
Just to, mate, the only reason you go on The Bachelor is for 2 things. 1, to find love. 2, to get a breakfast radio show.
There you go.
You have both already.
All right, well, I'll never go on her anyway. But this is why. She said that apparently one of the main things is they put you in a group of people and you have to tell each person in that group something you hate about them to their face.
Well, like in the process to get on.
So all
hate about them.
Yeah, so all the people auditioning.
I'd be great at it.
Yeah, so you'd be fantastic. You'd probably win it.
I'd be like, I don't even like you. I've never met you and I don't like you.
But tell everybody why I would suck. Why I would never be on The Bachelor.
You are incapable, Nath, of saying something negative about someone.
To their face.
Yeah, you'll chew my ear off about someone. Yeah. And as soon as they... Because if I see someone I don't like, I'm just a bit cold to them. I'm just not going to give them a lot of, you know, time. But then, Nath, you see someone you don't like, you're like, oh, Steve, mate, how you been? How's the wife and kids? Haven't seen you forever. We should catch up for a beer. You want me to buy the beer? I'll go buy it now. Do you want a pizza too?
Don't tell Steve about that. He might be listening.
Sorry, there is no Steve. If there is a Steve that knows Nath that's listening, it's a joke. I just use Steve as my go-to fake name.
But do you reckon I could get through this and just maybe maybe try to avoid that bit of the audition and be the nice person if I do go on the show. You know how, like, Apollo in the last season, the big magician guy, he was the nice guy.
You were like twins.
Yeah.
If you don't know what Nath looks like, if you watch the Bachelorette, Nath and Apollo are twins. They're very similar looking people.
And I can do a few card tricks as well.
Yeah, you know, you can do magic. Maybe just have a go now at saying something you don't like about me.
Well, that's an easy one to do.
Nath, you're just talking about how upset you are because the Bachelor and Bachelorette, apparently in the interview process, they make each other say...
You have to say mean things about everybody in the room before you can get on the show.
Something you hate about that person.
No, and something I suck at doing.
And so, as a joke, I said, you hate Steve. I was like, oh, you'd be like, ah. And when you saw Steve, you'd be like, oh, Steve, let's have a beer. Let's catch up. How are you?
Well, the thing is, Steve's our go-to makeup name.
No, yours is... Yours.
No, mine's Craig. Steve's yours.
Steve's mine. And Nath, please welcome to the show, Steve.
Hello, Steve.
How you going, guys?
Steve, first of all, I guess we need to apologise because...
No, see, this is the thing about you, Nath. Now that Steve's here, you don't want to say a nasty thing about him.
I never said anything.
You did.
That.
You said, oh, here's Steve calling. I hate him. Steve, mate,
it's all right.
How do you feel?
All right, Nath. I can take it.
See, he's tough.
Now, Steve, what do you do for a living, mate?
I'm a yardsman.
Yardsman. Now, you seem like the type of bloke, you know, like myself, like Jimmy, that, you know, you can take a bit of shtick. Is that true?
Yeah, yep.
So, just as a test, because, Steve, Nath can't say bad things about people, and he knows me, and he'll get away with it easy. Would you mind if Nath said something mean to you? Is that okay?
Not at all.
Steve, you've got to understand, this is really hard for me. Okay, so might take
Steve,
a little bit.
Steve, like, this is very hard for Nath. He cannot say anything bad about someone. He's Mr. Positivity.
And especially, this is in a public forum as well. What? This is to everybody.
What about this, Steve? You tell Nath what you want him to say.
I'll say anything you want, Nath.
All right. Steve, are you ready for this? Because I'm going to tee you to shreds. Okay, Steve. You're a loser for calling us. Sucked in.
Come on, my son can give a bear.
I'm so sorry, Steve.
Steve, you get to return now. Give Nath a good insult and remember, no swearing.
You've really got a face for radio, Nath.
Yeah. Oh, no, I definitely can't be on The Bachelor, can I? Jim, free upgrades on planes. I've got the key to getting them. An international author named Tilly Bagshaw. She has revealed what you need to do to get free upgrades on planes. She reckons this works 100% of the time.
If her nickname isn't Teabag, I mean...
Brilliant.
That should be it.
Maybe that's why they give her free upgrades, because they feel bad.
She invented the teabag. They're like, that's all we do on planes. It's tea and coffee.
Now, Teabag says that if you want free upgrades, she puts it down to saying two words on the phone. So you have to call up the airline just before you get on your flight and say the words revenue management. Now, if you do that and drop these words in a sentence, apparently they upgrade you automatically.
So you have to drop them in a sentence. You just can't call up. Hello, Qantas. Revenue management.
And then hang up. No, you've got it. So these are some of the sentences that she's used and she reckons works. Hi, have revenue management released any first class seats for upgrades yet?
Oh, so she's actually asking for an upgrade as well.
This is what she said. Yeah, sorry. Oh, that's not a magic thing.
Yeah. Hi, have revenue management done any upgrades yet? I'm willing to pay full price for first class. Oh, you put me in first class. Revenue management's worked again.
Here's the other one she often uses. Can I be put through to revenue management so I can ask when they will release the first class seats?
Oh, this chick. Sorry. So then they'll probably put her through about first class seats, and then they'll be like, do you want to book one? And she goes, yeah, and then she pays. This is...
Well, she reckons she doesn't... This is what I want to ask you. Your girlfriend's a flight attendant. You've also got a lot of friends who are flight attendants.
I'm a flight attendant.
You're a flight attendant. What do you think? Revenue management. Do you see any... ounce of truth in this?
Oh, I think it's absolute BS, Nath. I won't speak on behalf of my girlfriend, Courtney. She is a flight attendant. I don't know. I've never asked her revenue management, but I can say probably 99% that revenue management's not a thing. I wouldn't recommend people listening to our show to start calling up airlines being like, revenue management.
But is it even a department? Because she says, can I be put through to revenue management? If she's making that up...
I don't think revenue management doesn't sound like a thing. And it's not going to, like, trust me, like, my girlfriend's a flight attendant and I've been on flights and, you know, my girlfriend's a flight attendant and sometimes, she can't even get into business or first class. Like, they don't just bump people up.
Well, she needs to say revenue management. She wants to get to that.
Nathan, 100
hoof handed.
Man, I wish I could rewind and go back.
Just writing that one down for later. Sorry, don't mind me, just so I don't forget that.
I rarely make a mistake on the Jimmy and Nath show, so when I do, it's quite a big moment for you, isn't it, Nath?
Sorry.
Nate, the 100...
Oh, my God. Oh, here we go again.
Oh.
That's right, your big times two next to that one.
Nate, Australian 100-metre champion Trey Quadzilla-Williams. He's preparing for the Gold Coast Commonwealth Games. He's our big hope because Mr. Quadzilla ran 10.10 seconds, which is the quickest time by an Australian sprinter in 11 years. And he also squats 220 kilos.
That's huge. He could almost go in the weightlifting as well as the sprint.
Is there a squat weightlifting? It's only clean and jerk and stuff, isn't it? There's no squat.
You still need your quads for that, though, I'm sure.
Surely you could do, like, long jump.
Oh, long jump too.
Because you've got to sprint and then jump.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually.
He could go on Mr. Olympia as well while he's at it. Because he's shredded.
Yeah, look, he's a good-looking rooster. And, Nathan, I saw similarities between the two of you. You both, you know, you used to run 100 metres. You used to run track back in high school.
Yep.
You were a winger in rugby. Mm-hmm. So you're known for your speed. And you've also got huge legs.
Yeah, I don't have the same top rig that he has. I've got what's called a T-shirt rig.
Yeah.
Keep it on and it's fine.
He's got huge quads, but he's very slim up top, ripped.
Oh, he's got a cheese grater.
Whereas he's got a six pack, you got a keg.
Chunky but funky. That's the official term.
We ran into someone yesterday and they described you as round.
No, they were repeating what you said. They didn't describe me as round.
The power of radio.
What about when Jimmy called you round?
Yeah,
I was like, yeah, he's obviously lying, wasn't he?
No, he agreed. So, Nath, what I thought was there's no way for you to verse Trey Williams because he's a professional athlete. He's out there preparing for the Commonwealth Games coming up. But I looked outside of the Hit Studios and there's a car park outside. It's where we park every morning. And that car park is about 100 metres, give or take.
Give or take, yeah.
There, thereabouts. So what I thought, we can't verse you against Quadzilla, but we could make you run 100 metres and see how your time compares.
And then send it to him and if I do beat him...
Yeah.
I think it's more not
if you beat him, it's if you do a good time. Because we looked at, we don't know how far it is. We said it's about 100 metres. And Nath, yesterday on the show, I asked you to give me a time over under. What you think you should be doing the car park in.
Mm.
And you said...
I can't remember what I said now. I know I wanted 20 seconds, but I think I said 13, didn't I?
13. So we've agreed on 13.
Yeah.
So if you don't get it, you're going to look bad because you've set that time. But if you beat it, you're going to look great.
If I beat it, can I officially apply for the Commonwealth Games or is it too late?
Don't think you can apply for the Commonwealth Games.
I'll just run in. They won't be able to catch me.
Because you're so quick. But we could like tweet or message Trey Quadzilla-Williams and say, hey, look, Nath now wants a race.
Yeah, watch out.
We need to get him down to Hobart so you can race one-on-one.
Yeah.
But Nath, I think the last thing we need to... Because we're going to do this tomorrow. We're going to do it on the show tomorrow morning, Friday show. We just got to grant a uniform.
Yes, yeah. What the best running attire is because I'm an ex-sprinter, when we say ex, like probably 10 years ago.
Yeah, you used to do it at high school.
So I don't really have any of the kit anymore. I don't have what I'm going to wear.
So what are you going to go with tomorrow morning?
I was thinking footy shorts because I have footy shorts.
Yeah, footy shorts.
Little tight shorts. Or skins? Skins maybe.
Do you want to go skins under the footy shorts?
We'll
do this on Facebook Live. You know, we don't want people... Can you stop coughing?
Yeah, sorry, mate. I'm getting choked up here.
It really... This means a lot to you. This is your one shot.
I'm thinking, skins under the footy shorts.
Yep.
We'll do that.
Yep.
Now, this is the kicker. I'm thinking... I know it's concrete, but I'm thinking about wearing my footy boots.
No.
No, because they've got... I mean, he wears spikes and that's on track.
Yeah, no, because you won't get... You'll fall over. And I can't have you injuring yourself.
No. I'm an ex-sprinter, mate. No. I know how to do it.
No, because you'll... No.
Sorry,
I'm ruling that
so
out.
So what, ASICs?
Yeah, just your runners.
That's boring. I feel like more like an athlete, not just a casual jogger.
Do you want to do footy boots?
I want to do footy boots.
Because if you eat it... But if you eat it...
Then there's something to talk about on the radio show.
All right.
Footy boots.
Footy boots.
Yeah. Just because
so
they look
what are you
going
to wear on top? So you've got footy shorts, the skins, footy boots, and... A singlet?
Singlet?
You want to go lightweight because you want to be quick as possible.
Like a tight singlet or a rashie.
No.
I don't have a rashie.
I reckon go singlet.
Okay, singlet. Singlet on top.
So just agreeing, footy shorts with skins, mm-hmm. footy boots.
Yeah.
Bold choice.
Mm-hmm.
And a singlet.
Yep. Yeah. And a backwards hat.
And a backwards hat. And a backwards hat. All right, we're doing this on tomorrow.
Actually, no, scrap the backwards hat. Okay.
Now, if huge news right now, or hot news right now. The North Bowl. It's hot.
It's hot.
It's It's super hot. Scientists have described what's happening in the North Pole as crazy, weird, and simply shocking.
Crazy, weird, and simply shocking, all in the same sentence.
Yeah, this is huge. It's forcing scientists... Get this. It's forcing scientists to reconsider even their most apocalyptic... Apocalyptic's a very...
This is so dramatic.
...climate change predictions. So they're saying climate change. It's obviously real. And they're saying that it could bring about the end of the world.
Well, just because it's a little bit hot.
Well, despite the fact... I didn't know this. The North Pole doesn't get any sunlight until March.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's completely in darkness.
Chilly.
Didn't know that.
There you go.
So despite that, so it's got no sunlight at the moment. It's about to, because we are the 1st of March.
How does Santa do his work in the dark? He must have some good, like, wax candles.
Oh, he's got a huge power bill.
Oh, big energy bill.
You do not want to know. Mrs. Claus is like, Santa, turn the lights off. Buddy, bill's high again.
And the aircon, Jesus, bloody freezing. We don't need it.
It's cold outside. Well, the temperature outside isn't cold, mate. Temperatures have been soaring as high as 35 degrees.
35 degrees?
Above average.
Oh, above average.
So it's 35 plus what it usually is. So it's warm. And this is why you might have seen this on the news. It's snowing in London, snowing in Rome.
Oh, is that what's causing it?
Yeah, so what happens is hot air and cold air, they've got to switch places. That's how it works.
They swap around.
Literally. So when it's hot, somewhere's got to be cold. So because the North Pole's a bit hot.
Oh, sorry. Say it again.
Because the North Pole's a bit hot. That means somewhere else has to be cold. So that's why London and Rome.
They've done the old switcheroo. Snowing.
Yes.
Well, maybe Santa needs to move to London just for the season. It's like work away from home project.
Maybe it's like migration. You know, birds move. Maybe Santa just moves around.
With all little elves?
With his little elves.
Coming in.
They pack the U-Haul, the van.
So are things melting? Are we worried?
I
don't know, because, I mean, we're a long way away from the North Pole.
I mean, look, we're lucky, because we're down near the South Pole. Things are great down here.
Oh, Antarctica, don't stress it there.
We're all good. But no, well, I mean, when they use the word apocalyptic, I think things are pretty bad.
I'm thinking like zombies and end of the world stuff. Is that what's going to happen?
Well, they're just saying like, have you ever seen like The Day After Tomorrow or 2012?
Yeah.
They're saying that is a real possibility.
That's going to happen. Oh, God, I love scientists, aren't they? They're great people.
And Nath, the Australian bloke who says he invented Bitcoin is accused of stealing $6 billion worth of it.
I mean, is it stealing if it's his? Like, well, he invented it.
I mean, yeah.
By that logic, like, Armani could go and just steal Armani stuff, couldn't he?
Technically, though, if it's yours, it's not stealing, though, is it?
Yeah, unless someone else owns it now, unless you've given it to someone else.
Yeah, you can't take it back.
Then
let's just say you make sauces.
Yes.
And you make them.
What kind of sauce?
Tomato sauce.
Tomato sauce.
A nice tomato chutney. You're making tomato chutney in your homemade business. You're not stealing from yourself because you're making it so you can have it.
It's there. But if you've given it to Steve down the road, you can't go knock on his door and go, Steve, I'm out of chutney. Can I have it back?
My face is on the bottle, mate. I'm going to need it back.
You can't do that.
No, so I do find it, I do find it interesting. I mean, if you say you invented Bitcoin, but it's like inventing money. Right?
Mr. Money's coming and going, oh, the bills, they're mine now.
No, the Queen's coming in.
Yeah, of course, because of face.
Faces and everything. Or like the Queen's at the coffee shop and she's like, oh, yes, I'll have a cappuccino. And she, oh, I've forgotten my money. And then she just like leans into the tip jar. These are mine. My face is on them. I can take them.
In fact, give me the money.
So now what I thought, 13, 12, 16, we can get some opinions on this. Is it okay to steal from work?
Yes.
Is it okay to steal from your workplace?
Yes or no, we're looking for
it. Yeah, because, I mean, it's interesting, isn't it? I mean...
Well, it depends what you're taking. I mean, if you're taking a laptop and a flat screen, that's not great.
You kind of... But let's just say I've got this pen in front of me.
Right.
I got this pen from work. What if I take it home and it just stays at home?
See, that's fine because it's a little bit of stationery.
So that...
But where do we draw the line?
But I can't steal 100 pens.
Well, I argue you could, because if there's a little box of 100 pens, that's easy.
They're not going to
go on the company credit card.
But I can't steal my computer from work.
No, don't take that. Or we've got a few little flat screens up here. Don't take them down and put them in our house.
So, Nath, your rule is if it's not bolted down.
If it's not bolted down, you can take it. That's fine.
So I could take this chair in the studio.
Take the chair. We've taken chairs. We've taken chairs before.
We stole two chairs from the kitchen. Should really return them.
7 minutes to 8. Thank you so much for joining us, and happy Thursday.
At all.
Yeah, whatever, at all.
That's what they do, because it's the thing say something and then they don't say something.
Oh, clever.
It's a bit of a... It's ending with a joke. Oh. You know what I mean? Get a good song, get a laugh.
At least you got it. I didn't get it.
Hey, look, the Australian bloke who claims he invented Bitcoin is accused of stealing $6 million worth of it. So we're talking stealing in the workplace.
Yes.
Now, technically, if you invented something or you're making it, we're probably saying it's not really stealing.
It's not stealing unless you've officially given it to somebody else. You can't take it back.
Yeah, you can't then knock on someone's door and go, hey, I'm going to need that back.
Like Dick Smith can't go around and start taking electronics just because he's not doing so well.
Harvey Norman's here, I'm going to need that fridge back. So, yeah, it got us thinking, is it okay to steal from work?
Yeah.
Because we were saying, like, a pen's fine.
A pen's fine. 100 pens, I would argue 100 pens is fine.
I'd say 100 pens.
Well, if it comes in a container.
Oh, so you're saying 100 at once?
Yeah, 100 at once.
I'm saying 100 over a year.
Oh, I mean, see, that's even more fine because you're just taking little bits at a time. It's not all gangbusters in one go.
But, I mean, then it's like, well, I mean, now I have 100 pens at home. What am I going to do with 100 pens?
See, I'm saying, like, you and I, we've stolen milk, toilet paper, tissue paper.
Yeah, we have.
Peter, is it okay to steal from work?
No.
It's not. Have you been caught or have you caught somebody stealing from work?
No, it's just my... I can't go into the deli where I work and go, yeah, that chicken's mine because, well, I want it, it's mine, I'm taking it and just walk out with it. That's kind of not right.
Yeah, what about at the end of the day, though, Peter, if no one's picked up the chicken?
No, because it's not my profit, it's not my money.
That's true. Peter, what about... I haven't really stolen anything lately. But if I wanted to acquire this this pen, it's just a blue pen, would it be okay if I took the blue pen home?
It depends if you come in tomorrow and go, oh, I need another pen and take one out of the station because you've already taken it.
So you're saying I can't ask for another pen?
No.
Can I, like, borrow it? Can I take it home, use it, and then come back in and use it and work again?
As long as you bring it back, yep.
Definitely. Bring it back.
But what if he forgets to bring it back? Is that okay? An innocent forget.
If he did it the next day after, then no, it's not his forget, he's just wants to keep it.
Okay, she sees straight through you, mate.
Yeah, she's under me.
There's an Aussie TV show, it's called Get Fit Fast, Jim, and they've released the top tips you need to beat laziness and get to the gym. Now, I'm not going to bore you with nine of them because most of them are pretty generic, but there is one that did stand out. They said on this program, you should punish yourself with a fine if you miss the gym.
Yeah, okay.
You should fine yourself.
Fine yourself.
Now, you could fine yourself in a monetary way. So they say put money
or
in a jar.
A spiritual way. Or you just got to find yourself.
What's a spirit? I'll find your way.
Oh, did you say fine?
No, fine.
Oh,
yeah,
okay, sorry.
Yeah.
I thought you said fine.
Yeah, no, classic mix. That happens all the time. You can ban yourself from a meal.
That's a bit much.
Yeah. Well, I think putting money in a jar is dumb because isn't that just a piggy bank?
Yeah, I like the idea of, like, putting some... I've always been interested in doing a swear jar because I swear like a sailor.
Yeah. Not on radio.
Not
right?
on radio.
Well done.
And people who meet me and see that I swear a lot are really interested that I don't swear on the radio. They go, how do you not swear on the radio? I go, just don't.
You just go, beep.
No. You just don't. You just realise it's your job. You just can't do it.
But this is the thing. I mean, if you're finding yourself in a monetary way, so they say you put money in a jar... I mean, are you really punishing yourself? Because you know that's just saving. Because you know that's your money.
No, but that's
going to give it to someone else.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I kind of like the idea because you find yourself and then you have a little reward. So, you know, you find yourself for the month for not going to the gym. And then you're like, hey, now I can go spend this $100.
But would you care? I wouldn't care.
What do you mean you wouldn't care?
Like, it wouldn't force me to go to the gym. Oh, I've got to put $5 in my own piggy bank now.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't force me to go to the gym, but it'd force me to save. It's a good way to save.
This is the other one. You can fine yourself by banning yourself from going out with friends. Imagine telling your friends that on the weekend. You got to go to your mate's birthday party. Steve, I can't come. Why is that? Didn't go to the gym.
Yeah, sorry.
Punishing myself.
Didn't go to the gym today. Can't be bothered.
I don't know about you, but I think it's pretty harsh finding yourself for not going to the gym or being angry at yourself for any reason for not going to the gym.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, you should be able to not go to the gym and not feel guilty about it because there'll be days where you're just a bit tired. You want to sleep in.
Well, let's do this. 13, 12, 16, give us a call if you didn't go to the gym this morning because we want to celebrate you.
Yeah, yeah, we want to reward some people who woke up this morning and went, hey, I'm not going to go to the gym.
Mm.
And this may be people who have gym... This may be people who don't even have gym memberships.
You may have never been.
You've never been to the gym and you woke up today and then you went, hey, I'm still not going to the gym.
Like, I'll put my hand up right now and say, I didn't go to the gym this morning and I'm going to congratulate myself. Well done, Nathan.
Yeah, well done, mate.
And you didn't go either?
I did.
What time? 3 a.m.
I got up at 3 a.m. Did a quick buys and tries.
Right now, Jim, what we're doing is we're congratulating people for not going to the gym this morning. And I think a bit of an Arnold Schwarzenegger bit of music for this is appropriate.
Oh, you think Jim? You think Arnold?
Let's bring in Emma from Glenorchy. Emma, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Now, Em, you didn't go to the gym this morning?
Nope. I don't even have a membership.
Oh, yes, Em. You go, girl.
You've never had one, Em?
No, I've been meaning to for like the past few years, but haven't gotten round to it. Too lazy.
Don't bother, mate. Don't bother. Who cares?
You know what? Just do you, Em. Do you.
I will.
Em, you look great. And you know what? You own it today. Yeah. You own it.
Oh, be proud. Gym people, be proud.
Yeah, all those gym people, who cares? Don't worry about them. Nick from Gilston Bay, how are you, buddy?
Good. And yourself, boys?
Nick, we're fantastic, mate. Now, did you go to the gym this morning?
No, but I did punish myself. I went to McDonald's instead.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, the big fella. Nick, what did you get at Macca's?
Big breakfast.
Oh, yeah, good
you
choice.
You deserve a big breakfast. Yes. Go and get another one. Go there for lunch, Nick.
I think I might, actually. But I am confused about one thing.
Yeah, what are you confused about?
What's a gym?
What's a gym?
Well, he's the breakfast show host.
I do a show with one, yeah.
Jimmy and Nath.
Thank you, Nick. You keep it up, buddy. Kylie... Did you go to the gym this morning?
No, I've had a gym membership for like 6 months and I've been once.
Oh, brilliant.
And then Kylie, did you go like the first day you signed up?
Probably the second day or third day, I think.
Didn't even go the first day you signed up.
No.
Kylie, that's great. Best. And then just never again.
Well, the intention's there.
The intention, yep.
But, yeah, I'll get there. I'm playing softball now, so maybe.
Nah. Yeah, well, there's no point. Whenever you want to get there. Don't rush yourself. You've got plenty of time.
I'm 42, so I'm getting...
Mate, 21 is what I heard.
Yeah, 42 is the new 21. Nath, you and me, we have always been trying to set world records.
Yeah, from the beginning of time.
Yeah, like the off air, even in, you know, just on the weekends, whenever we can try and set a world record, we'll Google it on our phones and see what is the record to beat.
And even if that record doesn't exist, we try and invent one and then break that.
Yeah, and we message the Guinness World Records.
I got it on speed dial.
And they say, stop calling me.
Well, they've blocked us, I think.
They've blocked our number. So, Nath, I thought we should do another attempt, but we can do it for everyone listening on the radio.
Yeah.
So what I thought an easy record to break would be movie summaries.
Yes.
Because it's quite easy to summarise a movie. You just say the movie and then you give a quick summary of it.
Say something about it. Yeah.
So give me a movie.
I'll give you Titanic.
Hold me, Jack.
Nice. And I knew exactly what that movie was about.
The famous line from Titanic.
Perfect. That's all you need.
Hold me, Jack.
Yeah. What do you think would be a good record to set for movie summaries, though?
Well, we've already spoken about this. I've said 600.
600.
In a minute.
Yeah.
Okay. So so why I've come up with 600 a minute is because I believe a minute's a good... set of time. It's a minute. It's a decent. You get a bunch of movies out. And I feel like I went with 600 because I haven't checked what the world record is, but I'm pretty sure it's not 600.
No one's going to come close.
No, because I thought about going maybe 100 in a minute, but then I was like...
Blow it out of the park.
Yeah, I want to set a huge world record that won't be beaten for years and years and years.
No, never beaten. That's what I'm going for.
Yeah, well after we've gone, we'll be dust and bones.
They'll make movies about us to summarise.
That'll on our gravestone, it'll say, Jimmy and Nath, movie summarises.
Okay, 600 movies in a minute.
Going for 600 movies in a minute. Now, some people might be listening going, hey, Jim, Nath, seems like you're biting off more than you can chew.
Have faith.
Have faith in us. We're going to try right now. Now, we haven't seen these movies before. We've got a list of movies here.
Yep.
We're going for 600 in a minute.
Jimmy and Nate's 600 movie summaries in a minute.
Black Panther. Rawr.
Red Sparrow. Jennifer Lawrence.
Tomb Raider. Angelina Jolie.
50 Shades of Freed. Ooh.
The Greatest Showman. Woo!
I, Tonya, in Russian. Ooh! She's a Russian skater.
Is she?
Yeah.
She's Darkest Hour. Oh, it's dark in here.
Molly's Game. Hey, have you seen Molly? She played a game.
The Princess Bride. I'm the Princess's Bride.
The Muppets. That's Kermit.
The Player. I don't know what that is.
Tangerine? That's not a movie. Is that a fruit?
Truman. Jim Carrey.
The Apartment. Oh, you got to go live there.
Hairspray.
Risky business. Careful, those guys are risky.
Silver Linings Playbook, Jennifer Lawrence and Bradley Cooper.
Lost in Translation. Oh,
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray, that's the one.
I don't even know how to say that.
Amadeus. It's about the future. The future movie. Yeah. No.
We're not summarising it.
Citizen Kane.
It's a really old movie.
It's old, yep.
All About Eve. Hey, I'm Eve and it's all about me.
The Post. Tom Hanks.
Coco. Digital short film animation.
Can I just say, before we say how many we got, you did really well. Just want to say, pat you on the back and say, great for trying. Yeah.
Good effort from you too, mate. Are you going to give me Coco?
I'll give you Coco, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So I just want to remind people that we were going for 600.
Yeah, and 600. We didn't get The Player. We didn't get Tangerine, and we didn't get Adamus.
Amadeus. So we've got to take three off
away.
The total.
Yeah, so...
I'll give you a drum roll.
Yeah, okay. Just a reminder, we went for 600.
We got...
20?
Yeah!
Pretty close.
No, it's actually really far away.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Good to be better. Yeah.
Speaking to GQ Magazine, Jeff Probst.
My name is Jeff.
It's not him.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's
why are we
Jeff.
Doing this?
He is the host of Survivor over in America. They've had, I don't know this, 35 seasons of Survivor they've had over there.
And what, Probst, he's hosted every single one?
35 seasons.
Survivor's ready.
Well done.
He's finally unveiled the travel tip he learned across these 35 seasons. Because they film all over the place, all over the world.
Where have they been? Have they...
Everywhere.
Oh, heaps of different places.
There's 35 seasons, mate.
Wow. They don't do the same place twice?
No, never.
Wow.
Maybe they did Tonga twice.
Yeah, or they one side of Tonga.
One season, I remember, was in Australian Outback. They did. They came out for the Australian Outback.
Ah.
But usually, they do mix it up. But his go-to travel essential. Can I have a drummer on that?
Yeah, you certainly can. Here you go.
This is what Jeff Probst says everyone needs when you go travelling. It's $60.
$60 cash?
Yeah, so more specifically, it's three $20 notes.
Well, hang on, is that all you need? Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, buy everything you need.
We get it, you're a survivor.
So this is what Jeff said. A $20 note can come in very handy in a lot of different situations. He admitted to carrying three at all times. It can be a thank you, it can be a tip, it can make your trip better, or it can be a straight-up bribe. People will do anything for $20.
Anything for 20 bucks.
It's a big statement, anything for 20.
I mean, it depends where you are. I mean, if you're in like the flashy end of New York, I don't think people would do anything for 20 bucks.
Oh, I'd do anything for 20 anywhere.
I know, well, we would, but I'd do it for $5.
Yeah, well, it's a bit cheap.
$5.50.
You can get Jimmy for 20, you can get Nathan for $5.50. If you see us on the street, just ask us to do something, we'll do it. But I thought, it's interesting. I mean, I understand what he says, because I think $20 is, that's a generous tip if you're tipping someone.
Yeah, I would never. I mean, I just came back from America, and $20 tips, forget about
it. I mean,
they
don't happen. But I still find it interesting for him to say people would do anything for $20, because I don't think people would.
What does anything mean, though?
Yeah, I know. That's like, take my bags to the car. Here's $20. Yeah. I'd do that.
Yeah, I'd do that for $20.
Can you get a seat at the table at this restaurant?
$20.
$20. Can you mow my lawn?
$20, yeah, I'll do that. Yeah. Can you give me $100? Yeah, for $20.
That's how it works.
13, 12, 16, what would you do for $20?
Yeah, Jeff Probst, the host of Survivor over in America. It's been running for 35 seasons, and he's given his number one travel tip, and it's that $20 will get you anything.
Mm-hmm.
This is the quote, it can be a thank you, it can be a tip to make your trip better, or it can be a straight-up bribe. People do anything for $20.
I mean, if Survivor's been on for 35 seasons, he can afford to carry around more than $60.
Well, he definitely can, but this is the thing I find interesting, Nath. He's only carrying 20, so... And he says people are willing to do anything.
Mm.
So, again, it's why we've asked, what would you do for $20?
Hayley from Goodwood, what would you do for
$20? I've actually even paid even less than $20 for $10. I've picked friends and family up and taken them to work and back home and things like that, so...
So you've basically been a cab service for $10?
Yeah. Yep, for $10.
An unofficial Uber. Do you ask that or do they offer it to you, Hayley?
They offer it. I feel bad to ask. They offer. So if they offer, I'm like, yes, sure.
I don't feel bad, mate. I'd ask all the time.
Hayley, if $10 gets me a trip with you, would $20 get me a trip and accommodation?
Oh, you'd be pushing it then.
Sleep in the back of a car.
I've got children as well, so... want to be much room at Wild Pies to have you as well.
Ah, well, he doesn't deserve. He's not too big, so he can.
Yeah, I'm not a very big bloke.
Fit on the floor, tiny.
You could be a live-in babysitter, couldn't you?
Oh, no, well, then, I wouldn't trust him for that.
But then you'd be paying me, and I'm not going to babysit for $20.
Jamie from West Moona, what would you do for $20?
Well, my mum hates grocery shopping, so about once a month, she pays me $20, and I have to go do all her grocery shopping and errands and things like that, which total about $800, and I've got to buy for the entire family, go through all the aisles and everything like that, which takes me over an hour.
So she doesn't give you the money to do it, she just gives you $20?
No, she pays for the grocery shopping as well.
But you are getting a raw end.
So you get $20 to go do all the errands.
Yeah.
Are you happy with this? Are you wanting to charge more?
No, she's my mum. I'd do it for her just for anything. Like I wouldn't ask for anything, but she offers, so I'm happy to do it for her, and it helps her out.
So she's adamant to give you $20.
Yep.
Have you ever tried to give the $20 back, Jamie?
Half-heartedly. Here we go. Yeah.